From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Liberté d'expression! Liberté d'expression!
Much of the Western world was horrified this week by a massacre at a French weekly, Charlie Hebdo, which specializes in caustic line-crossing cartoons. Here's French President François Hollande.
It's an act of exceptional barbarity that has just been committed here in Paris against a newspaper that stands for freedom of expression, against journalists determined to defend their ideas and the liberty that the Republic protects.
Charlie Hebdo was known for equal opportunity skewering, especially in the realms of religion and politics. But it was notorious for its scorching, sometimes salacious depictions of the Prophet Muhammad.
Our job is not to defend freedom of speech, but without freedom of speech, we are dead.
That was Charlie Hebdo's editorial director, Stéphane Charbonnier, speaking to ABC News a year after the paper had been firebombed after an especially risky issue, one which the paper audaciously declared had been edited by Muhammad himself, who was depicted nude. Charbonnier was murdered Wednesday, along with 11 others, including one Muslim policeman, by gunmen captured on video. It was horrific, sickening, and yes, an unambiguous attack on a core democratic principle, free speech. Many in the past had often accused the paper of going too far. That was its raison d'être. But the gunman who committed the massacre, killed Friday when police stormed their hideout, turned Charlie Hebdo into a cause célèbre.
Daniel Schneiderman, a longtime media critic, is editor of the French media criticism website Arrête sur Image. He's followed the path of Charlie Hebdo since its birth in 1970.
You know, they have always been very anti-cleric.
Mm-hmm.
But being anti-cleric in the 60s or in the 70s, that meant being anti-pope and anti-Catholic clerics. And it all changed when the new century started.
Mm-hmm.
They started to cartoon against Islam, and it became harder and harder for them. The situation got mm-hmm. more extreme
mm-hmm.
on both sides. I sometimes thought they were going too far.
Mm-hmm.
They came to my show, and we debated about that, and some people told them, "What do you humiliate Muslim people?" And they defended themselves. I was very happy we could have this debate in a freedom country, which is France. I think censorship is never a good solution. I learned today, for instance, that the New York Times did not publish their cartoons. I think that's not a good solution.
You wondered whether or not they had gone too far. Now you feel that news outlets should be publishing some of those
yes.
very same crass cartoons.
Yes, of course. There's no contradiction. It has a right to be published. You must be able to debate about it. That's mm-hmm. it. And today I'm just horrified by what happened. I want this newspaper, I want this magazine to still be able to go too far in the next years. That's very important. We hear about this sort of issues in countries that are very far away from us. We hear about these issues in Mexico. We hear about these issues in Colombia. We hear about these issues in Middle East countries. But in France, we could never imagine we could face such a drama.
Several French mosques have already been attacked in the very short period since the attack on Charlie Hebdo. Does that worry you?
Yes, of course. I think most French people don't think that Muslims in general are responsible for what happened. Muslims in general strongly disagree with with this terrible massacre.
But does this provide an opportunity for the right-wing and nationalist parties to dig in their heels? I mean, do you find some irony in the fact that the right wing has to stand with a left-wing journal that it's long hated? I mean, only last week, the cover featured former rightist President Sarkozy having sex with male homophobes.
Yeah, well, what's very funny is not Sarkozy. What's very funny is the extreme right leader Marine Le Pen wanting to demonstrate for Charlie Hebdo.
The ultra-nationalist party in France.
Yeah, which is very high in the polls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Hebdo was very hard against her. They depicted them as Nazis. And now she goes saying, I want to have a very huge demonstration next Sunday in Paris. We are in a very ironic situation in France. I remember September 11th. I remember how something broke inside of me. I felt the same, exactly the same, when I learned about this massacre. I felt very strongly that there had been a before and there should be an after. September 11th, nobody could say what would happen in the next years in America. Mm-hmm. I think, unfortunately, we are in the same situation.
Daniel Schneiderman is editor of the French media criticism website Arrêt sur Image.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.